4. Campus Life.
Hey Nancy, have you heard about the university's new alcohol policies? Man, it really ticks me off.
I haven't heard anything. What's going on?
They've decided to make it a dry campus.
Wow, that's a big step. I'm not so sure it's a bad idea, though. Why are you so mad about it?
What? Come on. We're all adults here. At least the vast majority of students here are old enough to drink legally.
That's true, but they're not all mature enough to drink responsibly.
Well, who are you or even the university president to judge that? The law says it's okay for them to drink.
Yes, but I've seen enough people drink too much and get themselves in trouble. What is their plan to go dry anyway?
Well, they're not going to serve beer in the bullpen anymore. They're also forbidding students to bring alcohol into their dorm rooms, and they're even assigning extra security guards to the fraternity houses to stop students from drinking.
Those are pretty extreme measures. Have they given their rationale for implementing them?
Yeah. Do you remember last spring, one student died of alcohol poisoning? I think his parents sued the university. These measures must be a reaction to that. They cite statistics on assaults, unruly behavior, and academic performance.
Those all sound like pretty compelling reasons to me. In fact, a friend of mine had some trouble last year after coming home from the bullpen one Friday night. Now she never walks alone on campus at night.
Well, those are good reasons, but it's still disrespectful to those of us who can drink responsibly. In fact, one of the big reasons I decided to live on campus was for the social life. Now the school is killing that. I've got a good mind to sue them for my dorm fees back and get an apartment in a more exciting area off campus.
Hey, Derek, I sympathize with you and all, but you're not really making any sense now.
Yeah, I guess I was going overboard a little there. Okay, I'm not about to sue the school, but I really might move off campus and I probably won't be the only one.
All right, that's your choice. I think I'll stay in the dorms. It'll still be a convenient place for attending classes, consulting with professors, and doing research in the library. I don't want to spend too much time commuting every day when I could be studying instead.
Yeah, you've got some good points there. Still, if we can't drink on campus, then a lot of students will be going to other areas of the city to drink and have fun. This means we'll likely see an increase in drunk driving charges, maybe even injuries and deaths. In the end, I'm not sure if they're improving the health of the student body or just sweeping the problem under the carpet, so to speak.
That's a pretty strong argument. I think you should take it up with the president.
I just might write him a letter.
Number 1. Are these statements true about the new university policies? Mark the correct box. Number 2. What is the woman's opinion of the university's new alcohol policies? Number 3. What are the reasons for the university changing their alcohol policies? Choose 3 answers. Number 4. According to the man, what may be a negative consequence of the new policy?